So we're sitting here at the table today. We are brought to you by our good friends at Bud Light. Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Anthony Jennings, Alabama Crimson Tide linebacker, joining us, brought to us by X-Tech Pads down here. How you doing, man? Good to see you.
I'm doing good, man. Thank you for having me.
This is not your first rodeo with media. You guys, Alabama's been in the spotlight. You've done media days, so you're pretty accustomed to this, right?
Yeah, definitely. I had a good run at Alabama, and, just being able to be in the spotlight, like you said, and having the opportunity to do those things. This is something new, but it's fun.
So what are your people telling you about your draft status? Where do you think you're going to fall?
I really haven't been trying to worry about that. I've been trying to just put my best foot forward and put
it. You got to look over that fence, so there's dollars involved now,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, most definitely. But, just doing everything I can possibly do to just create a better start for and value for myself and, just put myself in a good position.
Biggest year you had defensively, 8 sacks on the season. You had a forced fumble as well. It didn't end season-wise for your team the way you wanted, but personally, how do you feel?
I feel good, looking forward to, attacking this process like I've been doing and, just taking the next step in my life and my football career and just, seeing where I end up going.
So we were talking a little bit off the air. Alabama has had such a reputation. Obviously, Clemson has come on. You've had numerous schools that have tried to kind of climb to the top. Clemson's had a good run. But Alabama, what is it like at Alabama when you are not only not a national champion, but you're not in that Final Four? It's just a weird feeling, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely weird. Disappointed. A lot of disappointment. Because we know what we work for, and we know how we attack the process, and in the season we know what our goal is, and we fell short of that this year, but. I look forward to them to being back at the top and, back at it.
What did Coach Saban say at the end of the season?
We kind of all understood, came to, the terms with it that we faced a lot of adversity.
Obviously you had injuries.
Yeah, injuries, a lot of things that, we tried to overcome, but, at the end it kind of bit us in the butt and, like I said, I look forward to them being back there next year and, just being Bama.
Talking with Anthony Jennings, middle linebacker for the Alabama Crimson Tide, getting ready to go into the NFL draft. So you're out of here tonight, man. You come in, you're here for a day, you take off, and now you're back training again, right?
Yeah, most definitely. I went to the Senior Bowl all last week.
What was that like? Let's start there.
Oh, yeah, it was fun, just having the opportunity to be around, another NFL program and, learning what they do and how they do things, being around, football players that, you watch throughout college and, you kind of, respect, and just having fun and attacking the week and attacking the process together, and just going to work.
When you get a chance to talk to a lot of these NFL scouts, and they're coming down and they're watching you, is there a common thread? Is there something specific that you feel that a scout is looking for? I mean, obviously your talent, and physical ability, but football is a lot more now between the years, probably more so now than it ever has been, right?
Oh, definitely. I just try to, at the end of the day, be myself. On the football field, I prepare myself the right way, and I study film, I watch tape, and I can pick up tendencies, so I'm pretty smart on the field, and I'm a good leader on and off the field. Just trying to sell myself when I get to teams and talk to them.
What's your best asset? Rushing the passer, tackle? What is it?
Just setting the edge, being a forward player, and striking blockers, and just rushing, like you said, drop back in coverage some, and just having fun.
What's your speed? What's your 40?
I don't know. Just fast.
Well, we'll find out at some point, right?
Yeah.
Or maybe combine day or something like that. Because the game has gotten faster, and one of the biggest things for linebackers is like you said, coverage. I mean, you want to be fast off the edge, but if you got to drop into coverage, it's all about going over the middle, slot receivers, covering big tight ends, that kind of thing. And now speed more than ever is what you're depending upon.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah. Technique-wise, have you been given any, tips, anything regarding, like, the NFL that the play? One of the things that I always find interesting is, especially for an outside pass rusher coming into the NFL, you're pretty strong, okay? When you're playing in a program like Alabama, you the guys that you'll play against, you probably have 5 or 6 guys that really blow you away. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That you're toe-to-toe with.
Yeah.
Everybody else, you kind of got this.
Yeah.
You can figure it out. In the NFL, everybody's toe-to-toe. You know what I mean? So what I was told years ago was I asked a guy, I said, so what is it like? He said, you know what? I had two good moves, really good moves I relied upon in college. In the NFL, I need two good moves a game.
Yeah.
You know, is that a large thought in your head that, man, now I can't be just good. I got to go be great beyond my wildest dreams.
Yeah, that's something. The week before the Senior Bowl, you know, I worked with Chuck Smith, one of the, you know, premier pass rushing coaches throughout the country. You know, just working with him, he said, kind of said the same thing. You know, just work your craft, and, you know, it's all about technique now. You know, everybody, like you said, everybody good, everybody, you know, can go toe to toe with you, and, you know, just end of the day, who got the best pass rush and who got the best technique.
Who'd you grow up idolizing? I mean, everybody's got a football player they emulated.
Yeah, I mean, I was just a big player fan. So, I'm from Alabama. So, when Mike Vick was close, you know, I used to watch a lot of Mike Vick. You know, just all over T.O., he kind of from where I'm from, and Justin Tuck, guys like that. You know, just watching them and idolizing them, and, you know, doing what they did.
Have you always wanted to be a linebacker when you were growing up? Was it tight end? Was it?
I thought I was a receiver, man.
I was going to say.
But, yeah, you know, I'm glad I've made the transition to linebacker, and, you know, it put me in a great position. And
how much more weight do you got to put on, do they tell you?
You know, I feel like I'm pretty good right now where I'm at, 250, and, you know, I feel good.
Usually the first thing they'll say is, we're going to cut your body fat, we're going to build your muscle, or, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes they'll say, okay, this is your goal, this is where we want to get you. Have you gone through that yet at all?
Not for real. You know, my weight always been, you know, well, and, you know, I can always move around and, you know, just feel
it. You're taller, too.
Yeah.
You know, how tall are you?
6'2".
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got paws. You can get some paws up.
Yeah.
6'2", 6'3". I'm being told 6'3". Yeah. We're going with 6'3". That's the official indicator right there. So you're down here getting repped by our friends from X-Tech Pads. We've had those guys on. Brian Billick has been a good friend of the program. Bob's been a good friend of the program. You wear X-Tech Pads. That's what you're going into?
Yeah. You know, a lot of the guys that, you know, I played with in the past that was in the NFL, that, you know, they recommend me, you know, try these pads. So I ordered me a pair, and I wore them this season. And, you know, I'm glad I wore them because they, you know, they helped keep me safer. I felt like they helped me perform better. And, you know, they was a lot lighter.
Yeah. Here's the one thing, and I've always said it about pads, helmets, whatever it happens to be. Do you notice a difference when you put it on?
Most definitely. The range of motion that they got and, you know, provide for you, they the number one pads in the world. You know, I'm glad, like I said, I'm glad I wore them, and I definitely recommend them. And check them out on Instagram.
Okay.
Pads, yeah.
Now, if you get drafted by the Green Bay Packers, how much snow have you ever seen?
Man, I done seen some snow, but I can only imagine what kind of snow out there, man. But, you know, wherever I get the chance to go, I'm glad. I'll be
do
glad.
Do you have a favorite team you grew up paying attention to?
Like I said, I'm from Alabama, so, you know, just not really. So
yeah, just a baller.
Yeah, just a.
Well,
a fan,
maybe
fan
we'll see each other again in Green Bay after draft day, okay?
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. There you go. Anthony Jennings coming out of Alabama, the Crimson Tide, outside linebacker, 8 sacks on the season, forced fumble, had a pick this year. When I talk about getting the paws up, he got the paws up. Going to go ahead and take a break. We are broadcasting live down here at Radio Row, Miami Convention Center, and we got a lot more to come. Stay tuned. We got a lot more coming up right after this.